takeaways, epiphanies, and eureka moments. Hello, it's Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 340, and today is the last episode in the current series called Biblical Preaching, based on this superb book by Haddon Robinson. Please get yourself a copy and read it. And we're talking today about what we've learned from the book and from this entire series of 12 episodes. Today, we're reflecting on the series, and I hope, by the way, you haven't been overwhelmed by all the material. There's a lot there. But the idea is not to become instantly perfect in all areas. You can't work on everything at once. But rather, I'm hoping that as we've gone through this, that God will have spoken to you to reveal which areas he would wish you to develop, which might be different to mine or anybody else's. In the future, you may come back to the book or to these recordings and find there's something else to work on. But what is it for now? Has something stood out? Is there a takeaway, an epiphany, a eureka moment? Aha! So let me first of all list the topics we've covered, the chapters of the book. Firstly, the case for expository preaching. So valuable, so useful, and generally the best regular kind of sermon to preach or teach. Secondly, what's the big idea? Understanding what the key point is in the text, not in your mind or what you think the congregation needs, but what's in there. Thirdly, the tools of the trade. Fourthly, the road from text to sermon. Fifthly, the arrow and the target. I'll come back to that later. Sixthly, the shapes sermons take. So it can be very, very different, more than one type. Number seven, making dry bones live. Eighth, start with a bang and quit all over. Don't ramble on. Ninth, the dress of thought. Number 10, how to preach so people will listen. We can have the greatest material in the world, but if we don't speak it in such a way that people will be able to listen and encouraged to listen, then there's not much point in getting up there in the first place. And then last week we talked about some conclusions, and in particular the value of preaching and teaching and trusting in the Word of God. So I reread this book recently. I've read it a few times, but I reread it again recently because it was background reading for the Athens Institute of Ministry UK and Ireland homiletics module. Thoroughly recommend you join us for that. And also for this video series. And the area that I sense God has pointed me to is a combination of the big idea and the arrow and the target. A bit of both of those. Making sure that when I'm digging into the text, I'm really looking for what it is saying, not what I am looking for to be said to the people I'm planning to speak to. But what's actually in there? That really focusing on that, making sure I'm having integrity to discover that. That's one part of it. And then connected with that, I think, is the arrow and the target. Because when I've got the big idea and I know it's in the text, it gives me a lot more confidence about, if you like, firing the arrow and making sure that it is an arrow aiming at a target. And the target is clearer if I know really what the text is saying. I think that's what God is laying on my heart. And I'm seeing the value in simplifying more of my lessons to ensure that they have one main idea and a clear target. And I think the result has been tighter, shorter lessons on the whole. I think those listening to me have been grateful. I've never had a complaint from somebody saying I preach too short. I have had a few when I preach too long. So what's your main takeaway from the book and from the series? Now, we've got two more teaching tips left in 2023. Next week, we'll reflect on teaching and preaching lessons from the year. And the week after, we'll explore preaching and teaching growth for 2024 and how to do that. But I'd really be grateful if between now and then you could give me some feedback. What have you learned from this series? What's been helpful for you? How has God spoken to you through this? By the way, as I mentioned AIM earlier, please do consider joining the Athens Institute of Ministry UK and Ireland to develop your understanding of Scripture. We've finished homiletics, although you can still do the course at your leisure, but contact me about that. And we're about to start counseling and psychology and the ways to use and not to use the Scriptures in pastoral work. You can contact us with inquiries on courses@aimukandireland.com. More information is on the website, aimukandireland.com. Please add a comment to this week's topic. We learn best when we learn in community. If you have a question about the Bible, drop me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. If you'd like a free copy of my ebook on spiritual disciplines, then sign up for my newsletter at the website, malcolmcox.org. Please pass the link on to anybody who might benefit. Subscribe, leave a review, and remember at all times to keep calm and carry on teaching. Take care and God bless.